Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of April 16th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We're looking for our April patron, so I know a majority of you folks listening to this are already patrons, and we do thank you for the support. Hopefully we'll get our April patron and we can highlight them in this show and in TGI Prime. Speaking of which, the Gamers In, funny story. I mentioned on the last episode that I had picked up a PlayStation Classic because it was on sale, and I noted, well, 50% off. I don't think it's going to go any lower anytime soon. Well, I didn't open it over the weekend, and it dropped another $10. Actually, it's going to drop another 10 bucks this Thursday. And there was a flyer for Best Buy that came out, and I was like, So I went through a whole process returning it. I couldn't find the receipt. We ended up returning it for store credit because it wasn't opened. And I was still, I was a little bummed that Crash wasn't in there. But then again, I want to try Final Fantasy VII with one of those controllers. And I think one thing you do hear from the Classic is that I believe the controllers are, nostalgia worthy. But I don't know. I've kind of got a second chance here, and I have an opportunity not to buy it. And it's funny how these things keep dropping. And I'm thinking $30 is probably, so $30 Canadian is probably the lowest, that's 50 bucks off. And that's even after there was an already initial price drop, because I'm pretty sure it was 120 when it launched. So this thing's bargain bin right now. So we'll see, but hey, maybe I'll pick it up and I will end up talking about it. But that kind of like leaves a gap for games this week, which is fine because there's a ton of news. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order got announced, which is a brand new single-player campaign Star Wars game from the folks at Respawn. And they've already announced no microtransactions and a single-player game. It stars the guy from Shameless, the kid from Shameless. He's also the kid playing Joker in Gotham, or I guess he's a man now. I don't know. I haven't watched Gotham. I just remember him as a little kid in Shameless. And it looks okay. It looks good. Based on the Unreal Engine. So again, like looking at a lot of the concerns people had about EA ran developers having to use Frostbite. This is good news. I'm cautiously optimistic. I like Respawn. I like Star Wars. I have not been a fan of EA business decisions as of late. So we'll see how that goes. I'll keep an eye on it. But the big news this week is definitely, this just dropped this morning, first details for what the PlayStation 5 or Sony's next-gen console is going to look like. And that came from Wired. A lot of details dropped, but sort of high-level stuff that's really interesting that I found was backwards compatibility confirmed for PlayStation 4 games because it's based on the same architecture. So very much like if you were to upgrade a PC, all that technology just works for a game you may have played on your old PC, because if a game supports Windows 10 and an AMD or NVIDIA type graphic card hardware, then it can expect it to work on your next PC that you build if it's still within that window of working for Windows 10. And even then, games kind of range in compatibility from Windows 7 upwards to 10, I believe. I'm not actually sure. I usually keep on top of things, and I think most people have when it comes to Windows, but this is kind of a big deal for consoles and kind of shifts them out of the norm of like a new console generation. Like this might just be what we've all assumed Sony might be doing with, the half steps with the PS4 Pro, and then going towards the 5 being less of a generational leap and more of just supporting additional hardware bumps to allow for newer games. And honestly, they even confirm in the article that this is probably going to result in a lot more of those branching, generation games, how Destiny came out on the PS3 and PS4. So we might see more of that where stuff is supported on the PS4 or even just the PS4 Pro and the PS5. So it's going to be really interesting. The other thing they said is that it's going to have an SSD, which is superb. I don't have an SSD in my consoles. I don't know if the Xbox One X has one, but I do have an SSD for gaming on my PC, and it is a world of difference, so I look forward to seeing what that looks like. Obviously, this will be a big news topic, so I don't want to go too in-depth, but check out the details for yourself. Joss and I will be discussing it on this week's Gamers In. As for Summoner's Call, I really have to apologize for last week. I ended up having a very busy week and a very busy weekend, and I couldn't record. I was so beat. So I'm going to do a mini probably later tonight, and it will be posted on the feed. It's only going to cover the newest heroes that came out, the four new beast units, in a Grand Hero battle. So I'll cover that. But we will have a new Summoner's Call this weekend, and we're going to be completing Shadow Dragon for Game Club. I have finished it. That last map was a doozy. And we've already announced plans to complete the prologue for Fate's Conquest so that we can jump right into the Conquest-specific chapters leading after the branching story. So we also got upcoming events. Anno 1800 PC, that's coming to the PC April 16th today. Final Fantasy X and X2 HD Remaster for the Xbox One and Switch. That's also today. And World War Z. I have no idea if this game's good or not, but it's got zombies in it, so I'm kind of curious. Also came out today for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. It looks like a Left 4 Dead sort of type game. A New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, pending any sort of Toronto Maple Leaf game, over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Sure, join in on the conversation over on Discord. Let us know what you think about the PS5 details. Already had a conversation started. bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.